Yudan of Tishri, 24th of September, Rabbi Shimon Gurevitz, Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres.
For Sukkos, which culminates Shmini Atzeres, and Chazal, the Kiveya, that in our yearly cycle of Kriyas HaTorah, Siyum HaTorah is on Shmini Atzeres. And the first thing I'd like to understand is, why is it, out of all the Yom Tovim in the year, they picked Shmini Atzeres as the day for Siyum HaTorah? Perhaps Shavuos would have been the perfect day, or maybe Rosh Hashanah, start the new year with a new Kriya. Why did they pick Shmini Atzeres as the Yoim for Siyum HaTorah? The Keren Ora asks a different question. We have a rule, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We do not combine two Simchas. Ask the Keren Ora, how could Chazal be Kiveya? That the Siyum HaTorah should be on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov, we've got a Chayvas Simcha. So the Chura, to have the Siyum HaTorah on Shmini Atzeres, would bring rise to a problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. I think the answer to these questions lies in a Medrash at the end of Parshas Pinchas. The Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael didn't know what the nature of Shmini Atzeres is. What is this? What are we celebrating on Shmini Atzeres? We know that Pesach we're celebrating it is Mitzrayim, Shavuos, Chag HaShavuos is Zman Matan Torah Zeinu, Sukkos Kibbutz Sukkos Eishavti. What exactly is the nature of the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres? Ad Shebo Shleim HaMelech, says the Medrash, the Gilol Lahem, he revealed to them Negila VeNisbucho Boch. Boch b'teiroscha, the Torah which was written with kaf beis oisius, this is the simcha of Shmini Atzeres. So in other words, Chazal is telling us that the simchas hayoin of Shmini Atzeres is lismoyach b'teirah. Nogilo v'nismucho boch b'teiroscha. So we can now understand, if Chazal were to pick a day for Siyum HaTorah, Shmini Atzeres is the ideal day. Because Nagilam and Ismucha Boch, Boch Pateiroscha, the nature of the day is Lismayach Pateira. And I think there's no problem of Ein Ma'arvin, Simcha B'Simcha. Because it's not a combination of two different Simchas, it's all the same Simcha, Nagilam and Ismucha Boch, Boch Pateiroscha.
How's
Boch Pateiroscha,
sorry?
Kaf Beis Oisius. The Torah was written with Kaf Beis Oisius, the other base is Kaf Beis Oisius. That's what the Medrash says, Boch Pateiroscha, the Kaf Beis Oisius. That's a boch. It's the Torah. This perhaps could solve the dilemma which has always troubled me. Every year I get troubled as follows. We spend our time Simchas Torah dancing, rejoicing, and I always understood we dance because of the Siyum HaTorah. Yet if you look at the structure of the day, at least that's how it is in most shuls, we get together at night, we spend hours dancing, and again in the morning, have a kiddush, then we spend hours dancing. At the end of it all, what do? Make the Siyum HaTorah. It's the wrong way around. First you make the Siyum, and then you rejoice. And we spend hours and hours and hours dancing. Then, when we're completely knocked out, we make the Siyum, make a few minyanim, get it over with as quickly as possible and go home. Doesn't seem to be correct at all, but I'd like to suggest that perhaps our singing and dancing is not because of the Siyum HaTorah. The nature of the day is Nagilom Nispcha Boch, Boch Pateiroscha, the Simcha of the day is Nismach Pateirah. And we dance with the Torah because that is the nature of the day. Because that is the nature of the day, it seems, Chazal said, that's a perfect day to make the Siyum HaTorah. Therefore we make the Siyum HaTorah on that day as well. Our singing, our dancing, our rejoicing is because the very nature of the day is Nagilam Nismcha Boch, Boch Pateirosho. That perhaps could resolve that problem. But we've still got to understand, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam choose Shmini Atzeres of all days as the day Lismoyach Batoira? Medrash Tanchuma says as follows. Medrash Tanchuma says in Parashas Emor, "B'yom HaKippurim, on Yom HaKippurim, Kol Yisrael misanin umavachim rachmim, everybody fasts, beseeches the Ribbono Shel'Olam for mercy, and noshim v'taf, v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevater lehem es hakol." The Ribbono Shel'Olam's mevater, he overlooks all our avodas. So seemingly, once we're through Yom Kippur, all our avodas are behind us. Medrash carries on. What do Klal Yisrael do after they've been through Yom Kippur? They do is as follows. Noitlin lulavim b'yom tov rishin. They take their lulav and yom tov rishin. Umahalim umakalsim b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They sing halal to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They praise the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Arba Minim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misrachzim them. Ribbono Shel Olam is positively towards them. Umoichel lehem umoichel de'aveiros. What's going on over here? Chazal have just told us, come to Yom HaKippurim, ki v'yem hazeh yechap aleichem, the Ribbono Shel Olam zuvata al hakol. And yet, seemingly, we're not finished. Our avodas are not completely behind us. We're mehavel mekalis before the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu moichel lahem. If we've already had a mechila, what's the second mechila all about? And the first mechila, we can understand, is an outcome of Tanis, of Tfilah, of Bakoshas Rachman. How does Mahalal, how does Hilul and Kilos lead us to a Mechila? How does it all fit together? The other thing that we've got to understand is as follows. The Chiluk in the Lashonis Medrash. The Medrash says as follows. When the Medrash speaks about Yom HaKippurim, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevater lehem. By Sukkos it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misratz lehem umoichel lehem. The Medrash uses a different lashon. In respect to Yom Kippur, we use the lashon vitur. Vitur is an expression of overlooking. In other words, Avera is there, but the Ribbono Shel Olam be mevater. I'll overlook it. When it comes to Sukkos, we find the lashon mechila. Mechila is forgiveness. Mechila seems to indicate that the Aveira is completely gone. What's going on over here? Why does Yom Kippur only bring the day Vitor? And what power has Sukkah got to bring us the day Mechila Gemur? I'd like to quote an interesting Sipurna. Sipurna in his Akdoma to the Torah. The Sipurna writes as follows. He says, if you look at the Kolbonos that are brought on the various Yom Tovim, and on Rosh Chodesh, you'll notice as follows. Sukkos has its own set of korbanos, because Sukkos, we bring Ayin Porim, Keneged the Ayin Amamin, Keneged the Shiva Amamin. But let's look at the other Yom Tov. On Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and Shavuos, we bring Shnei Porim, V'ayil Echot. So we bring Shnei Porim, two cows, all the days of Rosh, all the various days of Rosh Chodesh, on the 7 days of Pesach, on Shavuos, we bring Shnei Porim. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we bring par echad v'ayel echad, only one par. And then again on Yom Kippur, and then again on Shmini Atzeres. So though Rosh Chodesh throughout the year, the week of Pesach and Shavuos, we bring Shnei Porim, on Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim and Shmini Atzeres, we only bring par echad. Says the Sipurna, why is that? The Sipurna says as follows. He says, the avodah of a Yom Tov, the avodah of any Yom Kodesh, Rosh Chodesh, affords us the opportunity to devote our time to Shleimus in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And there's two aspects of our Avodas Hashem. There's Yiras Hashem, fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there's Avas Hashem, love of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they're both two very important avenues in Avodas Hashem. And the idea of a Yom Kodesh is to try and achieve an Aliyah, to try and achieve a Shleimus in both facets of Avodas Hashem. Says the Sipurna, that's why we bring Shnei Porim. Echot Keneged Avo, the Echot Keneged Yira. He says, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, we don't focus on two aspects of Avodas Hashem. The focus is only on one aspect, Yira. Yira Shomayim, the Yimei Hadin, they're days when Yira Shomayim is the tool, is our focus, when it comes to our avodas Hashem. And therefore, we only bring parech. Says Zipuna, when it comes to Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, our focus is totally on avodas Hashem. We've already achieved shleimus in yiras Hashem over the Yom Neiroim, and now our avoda is avodas Hashem. Therefore, Shmini Atzeres, which is the culmination, which is the Yom Kippur of Sukkos, so to speak, we bring only par echot keneged avo. So we see that when it comes to the Yom Neiroim, what we have to achieve in the Yom Neiroim is split into two. We have the Yom Neiroim, the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where the avoda is yiras Hashem. And then we have Sukkos, where our avoda is avos Hashem, which culminates in Shmini Atzeres, where we bring once again just a par echot keneged avo. We have a look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Lulav. Rambam says as follows. Sukkos is known as Man Simchas Seini. Now the truth is that every Yom Tov is a chivas simcha. Samachta b'chagecho, although it's written by Sukkos, it applies to all other Yom Tovim, as well as written by Shavuos as well, and we learn a limud Pesach from Shavuos, there's a chivas simcha on each Yom Tov. Yet Sukkos, in particular, seems to be as Man Simcha. It's called Man Simcha Seini, and in fact, Simcha is written three times by Sukkos. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim, v'somachto b'chagecho v'yisa ach solmeach. So the Torah singled out Sukkos as a Zman Simcha. Rambam actually says, "Afal pish kol amoedos mitzvah v'smoach b'hem." Chagasukus, Hoysa Shomba Mikdosh, Simcha Yeseiro, Shnem Smachtim of Hashem and the Keichem Shivas Yomim. There's a special Chayva Simcha. Now, what is that Chayva Simcha? Says the Rambam, Simcha, She Yismach Odom Basias, Ha Mitzvahs, Uba Avas Hakel. The Simcha of Sukkos is in order to elevate a person and to bring him to the Madrega of Avas Hakel. This is what Sukkos is all about, which culminates, of course, in Shmini Atzeres. So interesting by Rami Rottenberg. The Balaturim already points out in Parshas Vayishlach that there are two psukim in the Torah, and only two psukim, where all the words finish with a final mem. In Vayishlach it says, Izim Mosayim Utyoshim Esrim, Eilim Mosayim, Richeidim Mosayim Ve'elim Esrim. By the Nadova that Yaakov Avinu gave to Esau, all the words finish with a final mem. There's only one other posuk where all the words of the posuk finish with a final mem. That's in Parshas Pinchos, Menchosom after Sukkos, Menchosom v'niskehem laporim lo'elim v'lakvozim b'misporom kemishpotam. Says Balaturim in Parshas Vayishlach, what's the connection? He says as follows. He says, Yaakov Avinu gave to Esav, if you make a cheshbon, where he makes the cheshbon, 550 behemoths. Now, of course, we're speaking about on Yaakov Avinu's Madrega, those 550 behemoths demonstrated, dak min adak, a certain lack of bitochen in the Ribbono of Shloim. Of course, dak min adak, chutas ara, he felt he had to appease Esav, he didn't rely totally on the Ribbono of Shloim. Therefore, says the Balaturim, it was necessary for Klal Yisrael throughout the ages to bring on a yearly basis, besides for the Tzvidim, 550 korbonas, which correspond to all the extra korbonas that we bring down throughout the year. If you make a cheshbon of the Rosh Chodesh, etc., etc., with Sukkos, you end up with a cheshbon of 550 korbonas, and they correspond, they're there to be mechapa on the avera that Yaakov Avinu did. Now, when I saw this Balaturim, I decided, sorry?
Vera.
Nida kapora, psadak maradak.
This is excluding Tamidin.
Excluding Tamidin. But including the Musafir Shabbos. So I made a chesh when I saw this parash, this Balaturim, I started counting up all the various korbanos. It just didn't go. It was pretty close, but it didn't work. There were too many. And I found it interesting by Rami Rottenberg. Rami Rottenberg in Parshas Pinchas, he brings down the same idea. He's on the court, the two psukim imem, and he makes a cheshbon for us. And he says a very, very interesting thing. He says that the cheshbon of 550 excludes the korbanos that we bring on Shmini Atzeres. And he says, you'll note that the pasuk u'minchosom v'niskeim laporim le'enim v'lakvosim b'misporam k'mishpotom is written after all the musafim, but before the korbanos of Shmini Atzeres, which are the last korbanos in the parsha. Why, he says? He says, because Shmini Atzeres is completely different. Shmini Atzeres is not the time and not the place for bringing chatos, for bringing sin offerings. The level of closeness that exists between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, by the time we get to Shmini Atzeres, is such that it's a time where the korbanos are purely doyroinos, their presence that represent the tremendous love between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, the 550 korbanos which come to be mechapa, or the korbanos excluding Shmini Atzeres. Because Shmini Atzeres, as we've said, is the zman when we come to a shleimus in Avas Hashem. And we reach the point of Shmini Atzeres, which is the Yom Kippur of our Tshuva Mi'av, we reach the point of Shmini Atzeres, where we've reached a shleimus to the point where we just bring the Elohim in His presence. There's no faribel, there's no, everything's absolutely perfect, it's not a time for chatos. So Sukkos, we've learned, is the zman Avas Hashem. It's an interesting vort. The first time I heard it from Reb Lopion Zechzadik Devrocha, but he quoted it from others from Friedike. It says in Medrash, same Medrash Tanchuma, Lekachtem Lechem B'yim HaRishon, Rishon L'Cheshboin Avoinus. Now what's it mean that the first day of Sukkot is Rishon L'Cheshboin Avoinus? So the way that it's commonly explained, Kleyoka says so in Parshas Emor, is that Yom Kippur, we've had an absolute Mechila. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we're so osuk, so busy with Arba Minim and with Sukkot, etc., etc., there's no time at all to do Avedas. Benjamin's on his health, and it can be like that. And then we get to Sukkot, we then relax, now it all starts again. But I heard from Reb Lopion in the following vort. He says as follows. He says, we speak about Din v'cheshbon. The Gaon says, what is Din and what is Cheshbon? He says, the Gaon as follows. The Gaon says, Din is for the actual Aveira. The person does an Aveira, does a sin. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Yoshev Din, Rachmana Litzlan. Cheshbon is for the fact that in that time that he sinned, he could have been doing a mitzvah. He could have been doing mitzvahs. And therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't only take into account of the actual Aveira. The Ribbono Shel Olam also makes a cheshbon as to the fact that you lost out on all those key mitzvahs that you could have performed at the time when you did the Aveira. That's Din v'cheshbon. When a person does tshuva meyira, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, his doinus become shkokus. His doinus become shkokus. So it's as if he's performed the Aveira by mistake. And that is mamtik the din. The din, whether the Ribbono Shel Olam is Yoshev B'din, concerning the actual Aveira, if the Mezid has become a Shoigeg, that's Mamtik the din. But what about the Cheshbon? At the end of the day, we haven't utilized that time to do mitzvahs. So Tshuva Meira only sorts out the din, we're still left with the Cheshbon. How can you deal with the Cheshbon? The Gemara in Yuma tells us as follows. If a person does Tshuva Me'avo, then his Aveiras become Schuyas. Those Averis become, the Ribbono Shel Olam recognizes those Averis as mitzvahs. In other words, it's as if I performed a mitzvah in the time when the Avera was done. And that is the way that one can deal with Cheshbon. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as we've learned, is a zman when we come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam Machmas Yira, Tshuva Meyira. If it's true, we get a Mechila, but it's only concerning the din. Because Tshuva Meyira is, what Tshuva Meyira does is it makes the Zdoinus Kishkokas. When do we start dealing with the Cheshbon? Sukkos. Sukkos is the time when we devote ourselves to reaching closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam through Avas Hashem. So Sukkos is the time when we start dealing with the Cheshbon. Lekachtem lechem b'yem harishon, rishon lecheshbon avoinus. That's the first day in respect to the cheshbon of our Averis. the din we've already seen to, that is when we start dealing with the cheshbon of our averes on the character of a chamayim orishin. And this chazal is written by Lulav, incidentally, and not by the actual chag, which is earlier, because we look at the Medrash says, how do the Ribbono Shel Olam, how do Klal Yisrael get a mechila? Says the Medrash, they take their lulav and their mahalal or mekalas lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they rejoice and they praise the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Arba Minim. This is what promotes the Shuvah Me'av, and that's why it's written at that juncture. I think if we go back to the Lashon HaMedrash, we can now understand, first of all, what the two stages are and the difference in the Lashon. Medrash Tanchuma says that we get a vitur on Yom HaKippurim, and then when it comes to Sukkos, again a mechila. What's going on over here? I think the answer is very straightforward. In Kippur, we reach a shleimus in Tshuva Meira. Tshuva Meira, what does Tshuva Meira do? How does things become? Shkodos. They're still there, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is mevata. The Ribbono Shel Olam overlooks them, but the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't discard them completely. A shoygig, one's still left with. When it comes to Arba Minim, we're mahalal makalas lefnei the Ribbono Shel Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu moichel lahem, umisratza lahem. Seeing as now we are approaching our avoida in respect of Tshuva Me'ava, now we get the full mechila, the averus become schuyas. And of course, this culminates, of course, in Shmini Atzeres, which, as I said, is the Yom Kippur of Tshuva Me'ava. That's when we have our highest madrega in the year. That's when we're closest to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we proclaim our Torah Yisrael Das, Ki Hashem Elokim Ein Oid Milvado. Yeah, we grow from day to day. Shmini Atzeres, Ribbono Shel Olam says, Kosher Lai Pre Daschem, Ikvimi Yodiyah, you reach a Gevaltke Madrega Vishan Rabba, Kral Yisrael, you're drawing so close to me, I want another day. Each day is also regarded as Shan Rabba's could be somehow interlinked. Yeah. We asked, why is Shmini Atzeres set aside as the daily Smoyach Batoira? There's no greater expression of the Ava that exists between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael than Torah, than the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah and the fact that we received the Torah. Ava Seilam Beis Yisrael, Amcha Ahavta, Torah Mitzvah Chuk Mishpot Mishanu, Nimadato. This represents, Torah represents the Avas Olam, Ava Rabav Tonga Hashem Lekeinu, and there again, we speak about Torah. Torah represents the special Ava, the special bond that exists between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kutshabrichu Yisrael Voiraisa Chadmu. It's Torah Lamaisa that represents the Ava that exists between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, how fitting Shmini Atzeres is, when that is the day, following all the Yom Derom that we have, after coming to Ashleimus in Tshuva Meira, and then afterwards Sukkos, where the Avoida is Tshuva Me'av, this culminates in Shmini Atzeres, when we've reached the closest that we can to the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we've reached, as I said, the Yom Kippur and Tshuva Me'av, how fitting it is, this Moyach B'Torah, the Sfasemet says, for Yisa Achso Me'ach, Achso Me'ach refers to Shmini Atzeres, the Rabbis Day of Yom Tov Achron, Ach is Kaf Aleph, says the Sfasemet, that Shmini Atzeres is the culmination of 21 days, of Avodah Hashem, of drawing closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Shmini Atzeres contains with it, Milosh Matzoy contains within it, the Avodah of 21 days. That's when we reach an absolute Shleimus in Yira and in Ava, and therefore how fitting it is that it should be the day, the Smeach B'Torah, we should be Zecher to properly utilize this Gevaltik Tech, and the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Baruch Hu, the Hatzlocha, the Gemar Torah.